each. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, in a previous program, we had discussed the tremendous impact of Ansel Keys' Seven Nations or Seven Countries study, which put the onus on saturated fats as the source of heart problems. It changed American diets to a considerable extent. And in the meantime, we've had this incredible rise in obesity and diabetes because sugar was not really identified as the culprit here in this thing. What's happened in the meantime is that Christopher Ramsden of the NIH has unearthed a 40-year-old study, came from the same period, led by Dr. France, F-R-A-N-T-Z, in Minnesota. And curiously enough, the co-leader of that study was Dr. Ansel Keys. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, it was done about the same time that he came to his conclusions. France's study, however, was suppressed because it did not lead to the same results that Ansel Keys's basic thesis. It was all about fat.
Study is a particularly good one because it is the largest gold standard experiment testing the idea that saturated fats were the culprit in terms of causing heart disease. The results found the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ramsden and his colleagues who reported that. He, quote unquote, lost data, but these are data that had been literally suppressed.
Yeah.
There were 11 studies conducted from 1968 to 1973 and included 9,423 participants between the ages of 20 and 97, making it the largest trial of its kind. And all participants were also residents of state mental hospitals and a nursing home in which all meals were prepared for them, making it one of the most rigorously detailed studies. So they didn't have to depend on recall of what they ate. They knew exactly what these people were fed. Many nutritional studies have the drawback of relying on these self-reported consumptions based on food questionnaires. But, I mean, I can't even remember what I ate yesterday sometimes or how much of something that I ate. This particular study, the meals of every person were carefully logged. And on the average, each patient was followed for about 15 months. And participants were randomly assigned to one of two groups, receiving either a then-standard diet containing 18.5% saturated fat from animal fats such as milk, cheese, beef, and shortening, and 5% unsaturated fat based on total calories. And then a diet in which 50% of the saturated fats were replaced with vegetable oil, a mainstay in today's processed foods, and corn oil margarine totaled 9% saturated fat and 13% unsaturated fat. And after analyzing the data, Ramsden and his team found that the vegetable oils lowered total cholesterol levels by an average of 14% after 1 year. However, this lower cholesterol did not result in improved health and longevity, which is a conventional belief. Instead, the research showed that the lower the cholesterol, the higher the risk of dying.
Actually, the risk went up significantly.
And so for every 30-point drop in total cholesterol, there was a 22% increased chance of death. In the 65 and older category, those who received vegetable oil experienced roughly 15% more deaths compared to seniors in the saturated fat group.
Some crucial factors that were in the study that Dr. France had conducted demonstrated that saturated fats have an interesting effect on what you're eating. They allow for the low-density lipoproteins to be made into larger particles,
yes, right,
as opposed to the dense particles, which are the real problematical
culprits. Right, yeah. But the saturated fats help to make the lighter, fluffier
LDL. And so that creates a totally different situation. Mm-hmm. What's bizarre is that France's study was suppressed for so long. Now, Ramsden, curiously enough, he's sort of like Indiana Jones. He's going around unearthing these studies.
Mm-hmm.
At NIH, he's a hawk on these things. He's finding out that there's no accounting for how these things would disappear. But he pursues them. Mm-hmm. And he was able to find those studies. They were moldering away in the basement of Dr. Francis Holm, who had since passed away. And his son, who was also a doctor, mm-hmm. had taken the trouble of finding them and turning them over to Dr. Ramsden. And so at long last, we have this new kind of sense that saturated fats, animal fats, are not problematical. We're talking about things like butter.
You have to do it in moderation. This is not licensed to go out and eat a pound of butter because you feel like it.
I don't think you need to look at butter as a villain in your diet.
No, it's not a villain.
Anymore.
Or sour cream or whipping cream or any of that stuff.
So we're going to keep an eye on this.
Yes.
Try to provide you with a little bit more in the way of accurate scientific reporting, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as little as we can do on radio. You have to bear in mind, folks, you're hearing something on the radio. Mm-hmm. You aren't reading it in any great detail, and that's what you really need to do when you're thinking about long-term effects mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. on your body of diet. So come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da